Good morning. It's Friday, the 7th day of October 1983, and you're more than welcome to another day's programmes from Radio Caroline from the North Sea. From now until 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, we've got great music for you. I'm Peter Clark, and welcome to your breakfast show for this Friday as we take you a little bit nearer the weekend. It's 2.5 minutes past 6, and we kick off with some music from Clifford T. Ward.
No, I don't think I'd like that. But I might write a song that makes you laugh. Now that would be funny. Friends in England, you'd like that. But now I've chosen aeroplanes and boats to come between us. And a line or two on paper wouldn't go amiss. How is Worcestershire? Is it still the same between us? Do you still use television to send you fast asleep? Can you last another week? Is the system still weak? Or have you found a man to mend it? Oh, and by the way, how's your fortune here? Is that mended too?
Tell me, dear, are you Someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change. You acted strange. And why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome
October. It's a Friday morning, and you're more than welcome to stay with us right through. That was the Carpenters from their new album, At the End of Our Song, is the title of that one. Elvis, back to 1960, with Are You Lonesome Tonight, before that. And kicking us off today for another day's programmes from Caroline, Home Thoughts from Abroad from the album of the same name, and it was Clifford T. Ward. A few people to say hello to this early on in the morning. The captain's wife, Teresa, celebrated her birthday on Wednesday, so we say a belated happy birthday to her. Also, daughter Louise celebrated her birthday on Monday, so a bit of a double celebration going on there. Also hi to Pedar, Joanne and Sinead, and also very happy 10th wedding anniversary. It's a busy time, isn't it, that captain? To message to Teresa, sorry to have missed it, but hoping to be with you and seeing you again very soon. So, nice message there. Congratulations to the captain and Teresa, and also daughter Louise, celebrating a birthday this week. And we'll play you this song from 1968, it's Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning. Thank you.
few moments ago we played an old Elvis track. That was originally done by Elvis, wasn't it? Love Letters, Straight from the Heart. Joe Walsh's version there. Rita Coolidge before that with a Yazoo hit called Only You. And kicking us off is Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay. It's 21 minutes past 6, Caroline for the North Sea. And a quick look at the weather for most of the country. Well, most of the rain will die out slowly, followed by clearer weather with showers. And our maximum temperature is slightly cooler than the last couple of days or so at 17 degrees centigrade. The winds are going to be moderate, and they're from the south. Caroline playing you the music of the Rolling Stones from one of their early albums, and Lady Jane.
My sweet Lady Jane, when I see you again, your servant am I, my leave, for promised I am. This play is run, my love. Your time has come, my love. I pledge my troth to Lady Jane.
certainly must rank as one of Elton John's best for a long, long time. Too Low for Zero, that was Cold as Christmas. And before that, it was Lady Jane, Vintage Rolling Stones from 1964. It's Friday, the 7th of October, and a very good morning to you from Caroline. It's 6:28, or in some parts of Europe, I believe it's 7:28. So we say good morning to anyone who may be listening in Europe, and nice to have you along. If you'd like to drop us a line, our mailing address is Radio Caroline, Post Box 69504, Los Angeles 90069. That's Radio Caroline, Post Box 69504, Los Angeles 90069. Quick look at the birthdays for today and some of the anniversaries that have happened. On this day in 1945, Kevin Godley of 10cc, originally now, of course, of Godley and Krem, was born in Manchester. A sad day in 1966, two deaths, unfortunately. The death of Johnny Kidd and the Pirates fame. He was born Frederick Heath. He was killed in a car crash. And also the New Orleans R&B pioneer Smiley Lewis, the man that did the original version of I Hear Knocking. He died of cancer on this day in 1966. Happier times, though, for Mike Oldfield in 1974. Tubular Bells went back to the album charts, and in fact to the number one spot in the album charts, to replace his other album, which had just gone down, which was Hergis Ridge. And on this day in 1977, Steve Hackett announced his intention to leave Genesis. So some of our anniversaries and our birthday for today.
Across the tracks, we won't stand forever. Thank you.
if you're listening to the early part of the program yesterday, which I hope you were, you will have heard us play one of Al Jarreau's old tracks from an album been released by one of his old record companies. That's his brand new one from the album Jarreau, and that's also a single. It's called Boogie Down. And before that, it was Phoebo Bryson and Roberta Flack from their album, and we played you a song called Heaven Above Me. And before that, it was Nils Lofgren at Across the Tracks from his great new album that's doing particularly well at the moment. It's Caroline from the North Sea at 90 minutes to 7. It's Peter Clark wishing you a very good morning. The sea area forecast for the 7th of October 1983 for Humber, Thames and Dover. Southwest 5 to 6, locally 7, veering west, occasional rain, moderate or good. That's the sea area forecast for today. We'll keep the music turning around and a Fair of the Heart from Rick Springfield from Caroline.
Thank you. Thank you.
you've just woken up, welcome to Friday the 7th of October 1983. It's Peter Clark with you from Caroline 319, live from the North Sea. That was a new song from a new band from London, Private Lives of the group. Break the Chains is the title. Ooh to be Ah from Kajagoogoo is before that. An Affair of the Heart from Rick Springfield from his Living in Oz album started us off. Three in a row from Caroline with less talk and more of your favourite songs. Quick look at the weather for the whole of the United Kingdom. Most of the rain will die out slowly, followed by clearer weather with showers and a maximum temperature of around 17 degrees centigrade, slightly cooler than the last couple of days. The winds are going to be moderate and they're going to come from the south. We have 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock, seven before seven, a couple of songs to take us to seven and then into the second hour of the breakfast show. We'll start having the news at 7:30 and then 8:30 and 9.
Yeah.
Dionne Warwick from her Heartbreaker album and All the Love in the World. A great song as well, written by the Gibb Brothers. And before that, it was Benedictus, and that came from the Strolls. Good morning, you're listening to Radio Caroline, where the time is 7 o'clock.